On today's show, in the words of Trey Kirby and Anthony Davis, the Lakers are back! The Knicks have their first winning season in many, many seasons. Russell Westbrook does something only done twice before in NBA history. There was a Marvel night in New Orleans, characters shooting in from all over the place. Trae Young's teammates were shooting it in from all over the place in Atlanta. Let's get to it. I'm Tass Mellis, and this is what you need to know in the NBA for Tuesday, May 4th. And I didn't even mention the Carmelo Anthony milestone. What an accomplishment. We'll get to that. Good morning, everybody. It was a busy night. Let's start with the Lakers and Nuggets in a potential first-round matchup. No LeBron James, who sat with a sore ankle, but in the words of Anthony Davis, we're back, baby! Yeah, coming in the Lakers with 8 games to go, in danger of dropping into the playoff tourney. We're 1-5 since Anthony Davis returned, but Anthony Davis had his best game since his return, scoring 25 and 3 blocks. That was the key, with a great one on Facundo Campazzo to end the game, to really seal it. Great photo by Adam Pantazzi, showing Anthony Davis's length, back-to-back nights, showing the length of some freaky-deaky players in the NBA. If you remember on Sunday, Giannis Antetokounmpo blocking Kevin Durant on a one-on-one matchup, that was wild. This was a 93-89 win for the Los Angeles Lakers. That just screams playoffs, right? A low-scoring affair. Marc Gasol was key for the Los Angeles Lakers. Yeah, the Lakers faithful. It's time to appreciate Marc Gasol. This is when the 36-year-old NBA champion thrives. He was a plus 17 in this game. You got to look deep into the box score to really appreciate Gasol. He was 10-7, but really, the 10-7 is just, that's just gravy. He's going to play other big centers really, really well. He's played sparingly the last little while. Probably should have played the night before against the Raptors. They could have won that one too. But he's their best answer against Nikola Jokic, who was good. He had 32. But Gasol will have plenty of matchups in the Western Conference playoffs. Jokic, Gobert, Ayton, Zubac, Serge Ibaka, Nurkic, who knows. The Lakers, though, they have the best defense in the NBA for a reason. Jokic can get 32, but this team is a scrappy bunch. A sign they're scrapping, they held Aaron Gordon to 5 points. Aaron Gordon, a guy who gets buckets off slashes and cuts and passes. So we'll see if LeBron plays Thursday versus the Clippers as the Lakers try and hold on to fifth. But no matter where they are in the standings, even if they're in the playoff tournament, the championship goes through them. Not like when Tristan Thompson said the championship goes through Cleveland after LeBron left. The championship literally does go through Los Angeles. Blazers, Hawks. This was entertaining. This is what the Hawks had in mind when they signed a bunch of shooters around Trae Young. Danilo Gallinari looked like his young Nugget self moving out there. Fleet of foot, as they say. He made 7 threes and finished with 28 points. I should start with young Bogdan Bogdanovic when talking about the Hawks, because he had 23 in the first half. Hello. 25 overall. He also hit 7 big threes. As a team, Atlanta was 20 of 41 from three. Wow. The Hawks have won 6 straight at home as they look to get to fourth in the Eastern Conference to get some home court advantage. We'll talk about who they could play in a second. The Blazers' 4-game win streak was snapped despite Damian Lillard's 33. 33 is absolutely nothing these days. I just have to mention, I know we all know the points are being scored like crazy, but it's wild. They're being scored like never before in the NBA, and that's not hyperbole. It's because of the threes. The top 5 most efficient offenses ever are happening this season, and 7 of the top 8 offenses ever. Thanks to Zach Cram for that tweet. And if you want more unique stats from this season, tune into today's episode of No Dunks here on Tuesday. We've got Seth Partnow, former Bucks director of basketball research and current writer on The Athletic, on the show. That's going to be fun. You want some more numbers? Carmelo Anthony has moved into 10th all-time in scoring. Melo, what a couple years it's been for him. How sweet it's been. He was almost out of the league, Carmelo Anthony. It's crazy to think that only a couple years ago with those Houston Rockets little spell, the Blazers signed him up, and he is playing so well for them. Moving on to Carmelo Anthony's former team, the New York Knicks, visiting the Memphis Grizzlies. The New York Knicks have clinched their first winning season since 12-13, since Melo was there. That's 8 years. That's a basketball lifetime. Derrick Rose was an MVP before 12-13. Now he comes off the bench for the New York Knicks, making his herky-jerky moves on his way to the hoop, and he's still too quick for people. He had 25 on 11 of 15 shooting. Julius Randle, who's also very quick and fools me every time with his quickness, despite having a spectacular year, it always fools me. Game in and game out, he had 28. I'm just celebrating the Knicks here and how it all came together. They sit fourth in the East. They could get home court against the Atlanta Hawks or the Heat or Celtics, whoever gets up there. But no matter who is playing them, it's going to be in the Garden to start the playoffs in a couple weeks. It sure looks like, unless they fall out of there. And I don't care who they play. That series better get the TNT ESPN treatment. It's the Garden. Their schedule is tough to close the season, so they could fall out. But what is tough to this team that's won 12 of 13? And if you haven't listened to the Shattered podcast on the New York Knicks history going back to the 90s, you should. It's wonderful. Pacers Wizards want to know, do you like numbers? Because I'm going to give you some. Washington wins 154 to 141. They shot 61%. They recorded a franchise record 50 assists. 50 assists on 63 made buckets. The Wizards are the first team to dish 50 assists in an NBA game since the Suns did it in 1990. Washington scored 96 paint points. That's 48 baskets in the paint. Russell Westbrook was the star. 14 points, 21 rebounds, a new career high, and 24 assists, tying a career high. 14, 21, and 24. Russell Westbrook has the third 20 rebound, 20 assist game in NBA history. The other two, Will Chamberlain and Russell Westbrook a couple of years ago. It's the 178th triple-double of Westbrook's career, three behind Oscar Robertson's record of 181. He could get to it this year with seven games remaining for the Wiz. This stat was wild to me. Westbrook's teams now move to 134-44 when he triple-doubles. 134-44, thanks to Mark Stein for that tweet. Maybe it's the Russell Westbrook narrative, but I thought they'd be a lot closer to 500. Sabonis had a nice beefy game, 32 points and 20 boards. Caris LeVert had 33. The Wizards are now a half game back of Indiana for ninth in the East. The teams meet one more time this season at Indiana on Saturday, and ninth gets to host that 9-10 game, so that's important. You know what? I was going to skip this stat, but we're rolling here. Last one. Russell Westbrook now has the most 20 assist triple doubles in NBA history with five. The list has one surprising name on it. Magic Johnson has four. Oscar Robertson has three. Stuck in the middle of them, Rajon Rondo has four. That's a shocker right there. All right, Warriors-Pelicans. It was the first of three games remaining between the two teams. New Orleans chasing Golden State for a spot in the play-in tournament, but the Pelicans did not show up, so they shouldn't hold their breath for an invite to the tourney. Steph Curry had more threes than the entire Pelicans team, 8-5. He got open a little too often if the Pelicans were serious about this postseason thing. He had 41. Andrew Wiggins had a real solid, locked-in game, not forcing a thing, and scoring 26. I'm looking forward to Andrew Wiggins in the play-in tournament. Zion had 32, but didn't get much help. Lonzo Ball, 3 of 18 shooting, 1 of 9 from 3. Bad timing for him. The day he told Shams Charania he's not far from becoming an all-star for the first time. His free agency is going to be fascinating. Such varying opinions on what he'll become. He'll get paid a lot this offseason because there aren't a lot of free agent guards, but will he fulfill the contract? Will the Pelicans try and retain him? This game aside, with the bad shooting, he has had a good year shooting the ball. 38% from three, a lot of career highs across the board. In theory, he works with Zion. Going to be really, really interesting this summer. Zion will likely have to wait till year three to make the playoffs. It hasn't been clinched mathematically, but the Warriors aren't falling out of the tournament. Warriors four games up on the 11th place Pelicans with seven left. Two are against New Orleans, but two also against the Thunder. And the final six games for the Warriors are at home. The Pelicans probably have a better shot getting the Spurs, who are 2.5 games ahead of them in 10th. There was some Marvel integration in this game. The guys will talk about it a heck of a lot more on the full No Dunks episode. Think what you want, but I thought the execution looked slick. Rather, you know, whatever you think about the content, I saw Black Panther fly into my frame from midair. I think it looked good. Anyways, Draymond Green is the superhero of the night or something. He won the something. Anyway, Magic Pistons, let's not talk about draft lottery odds for a second. Let's talk about career marks. And an NBA mark for our first one here. Pistons bright spot this season, rookie number 19 pick, Sadiq Bey. He has the most games with 5-plus threes for a rookie in NBA history with 11. Steph Curry and Allen Iverson were tied atop the list before Sadiq Bey came around. They both had 9. Sadiq Bey, 11 games with 5-plus threes. And for the Magic, Mo Bamba had a career-high 22 points to go along with his career-high 15 boards. And 6'4 Rook, got to mention his height, RJ Hampton had 16 points, 7 rebounds, and a career-high 10 assists for the Magic. Last couple games real quick. Sixers-Bulls. The Sixers won their 5th straight game to remain in the East, one spot in a wire-to-wire win. The Bulls appear to be out of it. We'll see what Zach LaVine and Nikola Vucevic do with a training camp together. Spurs-Jazz. The Jazz grabbed a hold of the West 1 seed with a wire-to-wire win themselves over the Spurs. The Suns trail Utah by half a game atop the West. All right, that's it for me. Make sure you check out the full No Dunks episode here on Tuesday. I'll be back Wednesday to give you the news as fast as I possibly can. I'll talk to you then.